All right, today we're going to start with a dad joke. Thomas, how much room should you give a fungi?
I don't know how much.
As much room as possible.
Oh, God.
All right, enough with the bad jokes. We're going to continue into the world of mushrooms and their health benefits this week. Hello, everyone. I'm Elizabeth Dyer, the host of The Supplementarian. And to help me talk about mushrooms and their amazing benefits, I have with me my friend Thomas Terrell. Thomas, say hi to all of our viewers and listeners.
Hello. Hello. Good morning.
Or afternoon. It might be afternoon.
Or afternoon, whenever you're listening to this podcast.
Whatever time of day you're listening. It's morning for us here. So bright and early. We open up at 6 a.m. at S&S Smoothies and Supplements. So we start our days off pretty early around here. You might be listening to it much later. But the wonderful thing is we got things to help you get going in the morning or help you relax and sleep in the evening. And reishi mushrooms are one of those things that can help you get a better night's sleep. That's right. Mushrooms can actually help you sleep better. But here's the key. It doesn't make you drowsy. It just helps you relax. So, Thomas, tell us a little bit about reishi mushrooms and how they help us relax. And also, there's that little warning in here with reishi that we need to let people know about.
Oh, yes. reishis are probably a very misunderstood mushroom out of the family, but they actually have a lot of benefits, as in helping with stress and oxidative stress in your body. It can help calm you and help your brain calm, which is very key to getting really good night's sleep. And they also have can help with your depleted energy levels as well, to help reduce the stress and help just level you out and keep you good and a little sane during a tough time maybe.
Absolutely. So yeah, reishi is great for that added relaxation. I like to take it for myself. Reishi is great for relaxation, and I like to take it for myself just before bed, about 30 minutes to an hour before I go to bed, and give it time to get into my system and work to its fullest. Again, it's not going to make me drowsy. It just kind of takes that edge off stress. Now, with reishi, they don't recommend you take it forever. You generally take, if it's a whole mushroom extract, for about 16 weeks or 4 months. Reishi has so many health benefits, sometimes it can push your body too far. So with that, especially with the digestive system, you don't want to take more than what's recommended, lest those benefits become a negative side effect and send you in the direction you don't want to be running all day. So keep in mind to keep your dosage to the recommended daily dosage, because it does have lots of fiber and other things that can help the digestive system. But again, too much is a negative impact there.
That's why it always helps to make sure you do the right research and everything for every mushroom, because you can't just go off. Mushrooms are one of the ones that you have to watch to make sure that you're not just taking the one as long as you need it, not just because it makes you feel good, you want to keep taking it, because it can upset. A mushroom can help your digestive, as we've said in a previous podcast, but also it can hurt it as well if you take too much of it or you take it for too long of a time.
Yeah. And reishi is one of those that they recommend, like I said, 4 months if it's a whole mushroom, and up to a year if it's the extract, and then give your body a rest before you do it again. So, as with any supplement, read it and follow the recommended dosage, unless you've got a healthcare provider that's telling you to do otherwise. It's really important to stick there in those, because we want you to have the health benefits and we don't want you to have any negative side effects from it. And those can typically be avoided just by following those directions. And if you're allergic to mushrooms, none of the mushroom supplements are going to be good for you. So make sure you know that, or if you suspect even it's a possibility, only try a small amount. Don't go in even taking a full dose if you think there's any possibility you have an allergy to mushrooms, because sometimes we don't know what our food allergies are. But again, it's always important to take it only by the recommended dose, unless you've got a healthcare provider telling you otherwise.
Yes.
So reishi, we also have it in a wonderful form of coffee. It happens to be probably my favorite as far as flavor. So that is one that you can drink frequently, again, for that time period. And it's going to give you that calm sense and relaxed feeling, while at the same time giving you energy. So that's a great way to be able to focus better when you're calm, but have energy at the same time.
Yes. Yes, it is. And we actually carry, we have quite a bit of stock, and this is one of the most a very popular one for most people who are curbing their caffeine appetite. So.
And that one to me probably tastes the most like regular real coffee. Yes. Of any blend of mushroom coffee I've ever tried, or any alternative coffee. That one probably is the closest to me in flavor. And a lot of people like to mix it with regular coffee and brew it together so that they have less caffeine and the added health benefits of the mushrooms and other ingredients in there and that coffee together. So it just depends on your personal preference. But again, any supplement is only going to work if you take it. So you got to find the ones that will work with your taste buds and that you're willing to take. And we have a variety of them. As we said, the coffee capsules, sometimes they are in blends and you can't get them individually, but like this one with the reishi, we also have it in the liquid from Life Cycle, and I keep mine, like I said, at home next to the bed and take that before I go to bed at night. It has been known to help people like get their sleep cycle back into a normal rhythm, and that's important. Our body likes routine, and so especially when it comes to sleep, getting to bed at the same time and waking up at the same time, it loves that routine, and the more it has that routine, the more it functions optimally and the better sleep you can get. And reishi is known to help make that happen.
Yes, it is. It's a very good one, especially in the coffee as well. So
yeah, if you're looking to reduce your stress and you're maybe ashwagandha or some other things aren't working for you, or you want to try a mushroom alternative, reishi is the way to go. And we've talked about reishi for stress reduction. There's another mushroom that we would be amiss if we didn't mention here, and that's turkey tail. Turkey tail is known for many great properties, stress reduction being one of them, and gut health being the other. So Thomas, tell us a little bit about turkey tail.
Okay, well, turkey tail actually can help in inhibit oxidative stress damage that it can occur in your body. And what I mean by oxidative stress is it's when you have an imbalance between antioxidants and a molecule in your body called free radicals. And so when that gets out of balance, you can definitely tell, you can tell just from a standpoint that you're maybe getting a little stressed out and maybe have like a little bit of a higher heartbeat and feel like you're a little overwhelmed. But turkey tail can help curb that and make you feel a little less stressed during the day. So it's a very good one for, especially during the day one.
Yeah, and as I mentioned, it's great for the gut when you take it the recommended dosage. It's really important with turkey tail that you don't take too much, or it's going to cause the opposite. It will cause gut issues. It will cause the bloating or diarrhea or something along those lines. But if you take the recommended dose, it can actually help your gut function very methodically, which is what we want. We want our gut to just work like a normal operating highway, not a freeway and not a parking lot. So it's great for that. And turkey tail is one you can take for a longer period of time. And again, with any mushroom, you're going to take a break about every 4 to 6 months and at least take a week off before continuing the supplement. Turkey tail is one of those that can really help people that have long-term gut issues, as long as you're not allergic to mushrooms. So again, we'll reiterate that. If you're allergic to mushrooms, please don't take any mushroom supplements, because they contain mushrooms and it's not going to help you. It's going to have the opposite effect.
Yes. Also, there are some other properties of turkey tail that are helpful. If you have problems with inflammation in any of your joints, it also helps release a protective compound that helps to relieve some of that in your body that will help reduce pain. And if you've been exercising a lot or just in general just have some chronic pain, it can also help with that as well.
Yeah, chronic inflammation is the cause of many diseases and the cause of a lot of pain that we experience when it is chronic every day in our life, never seems to end. Getting that inflammation reduced is great, and turkey tail is known to help with that. It creates the polysaccharide peptides, if I'm saying all that right. It's a really nice long word. Yeah. And it basically means it's suppressing that inflammation. So that's a great thing for any of us out there that experience that on a regular basis.
Now, we do have, I will say that we do have one of these in a coffee alternative as well. That helps, that is if you don't want to take it, if you just want to ease into it, one of the better ways to do it is with this mushroom, with this coffee alternative. And it's a very good blend, and it tastes very, very good. And it's a great way to also curb your caffeine appetite as well. But definitely this will help. This is a good one if you're doing like, if you're in a stressful day and you're like, I don't know if I need coffee. Turkey tail helps reduce the stress through, so maybe it can help you clear your mind and get through the day. As well, and not give you a crash at the end and make you feel tired. So we carry this in stock at the store as well.
Yeah, and that's the Ticino brand. All the mushroom coffee alternatives that we carry are Ticino brand, and we really like that brand and the quality of product that they produce. So head on down to Merchants Walk, and we try to keep that in stock all the time, but it does sell fast. So come on down here and see us, and we'll grab you that coffee blend. We also have it in the liquid form, again, the Life Cycle brand. They make probably the highest quality liquid mushroom supplement on the market, and that here is in a liquid form, and it will work to help your gut. I do believe this one has it has a plum flavor, so it's got that added benefits of the plum in there for the digestive system as well in this particular supplement, and I really like it and like the flavor of it.
Yes.
So there you have it, folks. We've got the reishi mushroom, we've got the turkey tail. We have both of those in stock in a variety of ways, or you can get them in the mushroom complexes so that you can get multiple ones together. So come on down and see us at S&S Smoothies and Supplements on Merchants Walk. We want to help you live your best life every day.